This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, we are talking about dua. I remind myself and you that Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah," or kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. He said that dua is the essence, it is the brain of ibadah. Because dua is the direct communication between the abd and the rabb, between the slave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam brought this truth to the world. In other religions, you go to a priest to worship on your behalf. In Islam, the truth is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for His worship, and it is our job to worship, and so every Muslim needs to learn how to worship and to do it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed. The essence of that worship is dua, is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this asking absolutely easy. For dua, there are no boundary conditions. There are ways of making dua and making it more beautifully and so on. We'll talk about that. But there are no boundary conditions. For example, for dua, tahara is not needed. You don't have to have wudu. You don't have to have ghusl. For dua, facing the qibla is not a requirement. You can make a dua in any direction. For dua, being inside a masjid or on a musalla or none of that, you can make a dua walking, talking. You can make a dua driving a car. You can make a dua doing your work in the house, in the office, in the hospital, in the studio, in wherever you are, you can make dua. No conditions for dua. There's no condition in terms of having your head covered, nothing. Dua, Allah has kept it completely free from all conditions. And this makes eminent sense because the slave calls upon his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu when he is in dire need. And if he is in dire need, he does not have the time to go and make wudu or ghusl or stand here or stand there or this direction or that direction. He doesn't know and he doesn't have any. He's in trouble. He's asking, "Ya Allah, Ya Allah." The biggest trouble that we can be is to be in a situation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is likely to be angry with us. The biggest trouble is not if you are hungry or not if you are, you know, may Allah keep you protected, not if you are physically in any dangerous situation. The biggest worry and the biggest direst situation is if we are engaged in something that angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if you are engaged in a business which is based on interest-based loans. For example, if you are doing a business which is based on buying and selling that which Allah has made haram, right? For example, if you are one of those who knows that Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed 5 prayers, but we do not pray. And suddenly you get this realization, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides you and you get this realization and you say, "Oh my God, what have I been doing?" So immediately you raise your hands, "Ya Allah, please forgive me. I will do whatever I have to do now to get out of this business, to get out of this and to start praying and to make wudu and ghusl and this and that. But Ya Allah, I want to ask your forgiveness right now as I am, where I am, how I am. Even before I go and do everything else," right? That is a dire need. This is the emergency. We have to try to understand the meaning of emergency. Today, if somebody asks me and asks you, for example, say, what is the worst situation? What is the worst emergency somebody can have? What is the worst bad news or realization that somebody can have? You might say, well, you know, the worst bad news and realization somebody can have is that he has a terminal case of pancreatic cancer. He did not know it's a fast-moving disease, no known cure, and he's going to die in 3 weeks. I will tell you that if a person with iman gets that news, that is the best news that he can possibly get, because he knows there's no pain involved. 3 weeks is gone, and those 3 weeks he spends in literally in sujood, trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah his jannah is guaranteed. The question of how do we see things in our lives? This is the important thing. So, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your dua. use Ramadan to build your own dua, to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.